That's what I would suggest to do. It's great. We took 5 minutes for choosing and for preparing, and now we start. And like always, just stand upright. Feel yourself, because whatever we do, it should do us good now. And the key for everything is we are not getting lost in what we are doing. We stay with ourselves. Feel your heart. Feel the breath in your chest. And slowly descend through your body, down into the legs, and maybe even deeper down, until you have the feeling, yes, I feel downwards, but the body receives energy which carries it, and even the heels become light by themselves. I'm not doing it. And my heart feels carried. Two. Let go. We do it one more time. Make a step backwards, forwards, or just relax a little bit. And then repeat. Feel your center. Slowly go through your body downwards. Connect through the legs with the earth. And stay connected with yourself, that despite or just through this, you start to become feeling big, tall, centered. Okay. And now, and that will surprise you, that was just, it's now my my surprise to you, your questions to me. When you say the eight, I just take it literally for a moment, and we just walk the eight now. Just that we move through space, using our legs. And to begin with, just stand a little bit behind in the space you have in the room, that you can make 3 or 4 or 5 steps forward. Just what's suitable to you, it doesn't matter. And just walk a little bit forward, arrive, and always have the feeling of arriving, and then walk back again. And in my case, already the breath reacts, because why? I had the feeling I'm not just going, but I stay connected with myself, but I stay also connected with where I come from. So I connect now with this space. I go forward, but I still feel where I come from. It's like a rubber band which I'm pulling, and then I arrive. I'm completely there. And then I just let go a little bit, and I feel pulled back. And you have the feeling, oh, I arrive. And this arriving in myself enjoys my body. Breathe. And we do it again. Be connected with your heart. Walk carefully forward. Arrive. Feel where you came from, and feel pulled back to where you come from. And let your breath react. In my case, my breath reacted also in front, because I just had this thought arrive in mind. And the body, the etheric body, reacts to thoughts, as long as they are not only in the head. Now we walk IA, just divide this line you have walked into two halves, and make half a, never mind which direction you go, a little half a circle just to the middle of this line. And then make half a circle on the other half and arrive where you have been before, in front. Have the feeling of arriving. Breathe. And now we just continue the other into the other side of the eight now of this straight line, and we do half a circle back to the middle of the line, and we do the rest, another half a circle. And be careful not to walk into your cupboards and chairs and so on. And if it happens, just enjoy it. Don't hurt yourself. And next time a little bit smaller or bigger. Did you somewhere, somehow arrive where you started? We do it again. We walk forward, and attentively walking, it's always sometimes nice to touch the floor with the toes first. It's a softer kind of walk. We could look into this more detail, but for the moment, just do it as it comes, but a little bit soft. Connect with your heart. Connect with where you stand. Straight way forward. Arrive. And let go. And now we do two half circles to the front, but still feel that we have this rubber band which we are pulling. We are going forward, down, and we arrive. We wait, yes, okay, everybody's there, and now this half, the other half without stopping and feeling this rubber band. Does it work? It's enough if you try to feel it. Even if you don't feel anything but try to feel it, you are completely in it. Your body understands you. It just says, why does this stupid man or boy or whatever, Theodore, not feel me? I'm there, I'm pulling him. Yes, so the body knows what we try. We go straight and stay connected to where we came from, but we arrive in front. And we let go. And maybe we feel a little bit pulled backwards. And we arrive. And the last time we walk the eight peacefully, but we stay connected where we come from, that we also stretch the rubber band. We walk. We cross and continue walking and arrive. The rubber band is there. We continue, and the rubber band brings us back. Arrive. Let your breath react. And feel your feet. How do your feet feel now? And your legs. Mainly your legs and your chest. We did not do anything with our body, but can you feel that your body reacts? Just look into this direction to your chest and body. Okay, so now we continue to experience an eight in the body. And we do it in such a way that I just turn. You don't have to turn, but I can show you better. You take your hands here. I would like to do something first. So just stand, but put your hands in front of your body a little bit. And then just slowly stream upwards a little bit. Just to the shoulders or the chin, turn the hands. And stream down. Just that if have the feeling, yes, I can create of the feeling of streaming upwards. And I can create the streaming of feeling of streaming downwards. And all what would be nice to achieve now is that somehow we stream and the body reacts in a way, the breath reacts a little bit, but what in any kind, everything is okay. Just or enjoyment comes about, whatever. And you go down. Okay. and let your breath react. Yeah, that would be a way to do it the same way, counter currents. Everything is possible, everything was okay, just to connect the streaming with the body. And now we do it a little bit different. Don't forget your body, but stay in touch. But there's nothing special you have to try to achieve. Just have your hands next to your hips. And now we describe an eight. We go up in front of the body. And we come, and then we arrive somewhere around the shoulders and the height of the shoulders in our verticality. And then we continue the eight behind our head and come forward above the head in a comfortable height. And then we descend in front of the head and we just arrive in our verticality here, yeah? In our axis, just under the shoulders. And then we continue and we arrive here where we started. And I did it pretty slowly because I tried to have experience on the way, just to try to feel my hands and so on. And what I also try is that I bend, I just show it once, I bend my hands a little bit to make this curve. I bend the hands a little bit that they take my hands along. And here I bend my hand a little bit and so on, and I bend it. And here I bend my fingers and this brings my hands along and the arms just follows. And to do this, this gives us the opportunity to move slowly and still to experience a lot and not to feel I must reduce my speed artificially. So we try it one more time. First quarter of the eight, my fingers lead. I feel my verticality. Second part of the eight, my fingers lead, much more relaxed. My fingers lead. And fourth quarter, my fingers lead. And let go. You know, the eight is also a symbol for richness. The eight combines what's there with this, yeah? It's just flowing through things, and it's not like a pump going up, but the different currents, they can pass each other, they meet, but then they continue. So there can be a constant flow up and down without having this, but still meeting in between. That's in a way an eight. It's a picture of a flow, yeah? And that's important, yeah? It's just symbolic, but it's important in the eight. Now let's do it again in a way that we just do the countercurrent to it. So we start again, are you ready? But when the arms go up, we slowly bend the knees. We go down. And the arms come up. Don't go down that far than me. And then I go down until the hands are up. And then slowly I come up when my hands go to come down. And I do this when my hands arrive. I come up again. And let go and let your breath react. We do it two more times. It's just that we start to create a countercurrent, because countercurrents, and that's how we approach the eyes a little bit, countercurrents bring balance about, bring a flow in equilibrium about, yeah? And make things happen naturally, not pushed by me. Okay, two more times. We stop in between. Slowly come up. And only bend a little bit. But go down as long as your hands come up. Great. And slowly, and come up so slowly that your legs are not stretched before the hands have arrived on there. Great. It's always great, even if you don't manage. We tried it, that's great. Yeah? Last time, peaceful with yourself. Eight up, slowly sink down, eight down, slowly come up, and let go. And when we want to have the W, there are different W's or V's or V's, yeah, in the language. And we do not look at how do we write them, but you have the W, the W, which very much is this as a correspondence to the Hebrew waf, yeah? And that's the correspondence or the columns which come up and down in a lake when the waves come. Huh? The wooden stick stays there, the waves go through, and the stick only goes up and down as the waves. That's this energy. And then you have the waves which flow on a river, yeah? Which have to do with the Hebrew bait, with the skin which becomes mobile and can start flowing. And if you want to bring something into a flow, we now do this the wave which comes up, and now we can join in again, and then we just let it flow a little bit here. Yeah? We just let it flow. So we just do the half of the eight which comes up, and when we are above the head, we change them in another kind of wave, like at the shore of a sea, of the sea, which goes up to the shore. Yeah, let's try. I do it again in profile. I go a little bit more here. So the hands are there. We go down and it streams up. We are behind our head, and now we just like a big wave where you can surf on. It's going on the shore and going on, running on the beach. And then slowly it comes back into the water, and then it's coming up. And then we just let go. And the breath react. And if you want to do something good for our eyes, they have this way of looking into something, but also if you read or you must open up here. Yeah, if you read, the eyes have to make this, becoming round and big. And if you want to look at something, you really must concentrate. It must go forward so that we have both sides. So that's the wave going this way and then opening up down here. It's just like a cleansing, just a moving through this area. We do it two more times and as relaxed as possible, and it's perfect how you are doing it. The body knows what we try to do. We just stand. We go. The eight rising up and here, and now we leave the high sea and just shoo. And this takes us along, and we let go, let go, let go. It's going on the beach, it's just no water to see anymore, and then it comes back, becoming a big wave again and disappearing in the ocean. Feel the space behind. And still feel the space behind your head, behind your back, behind your body, and the uprightness which we gained from the W. Last time. Wave up, verticality, horizontal wave. Taking us along on the beach. Yeah. Then he comes back into the ocean again and disappearing. But we still feel it. Feel the space behind your head. Feel the space behind your back. Feel the space behind your body. Feel your uprightness. And the way you glance through your eyes. Let your breath react. and sit down for 1 or 2 minutes to listen to the resonance of this exercise. As long as you stayed with yourself and as long as you knew a little bit what you were trying, it was perfect. And now listen. What this does to your body. How do you feel your legs now? The chest, does it feel left and right the same way, or is there slight differences between your left and right lung? And if there are differences, that's definitely not wrong. We are not the same left and right. Is that joy in your breath, or is it more work to breathe? Do your shoulders feel broader than normal or smaller than normal? Does your head feel a quality of warmth around it, or more quality of light around it? Can be completely different things you experience. Just look around and watch.